VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Guards at a Libyan detention center for migrants shot dead at least six people amid chaos in the overcrowded facility. UN officials said Saturday the latest tragedy involved migrants in the northern African country. The development comes a week after authorities rounded up more than 5,000 migrants and a massive crackdown, and after UN Commission investigators said abuses and ill treatment of migrants in Libya amount to crimes against humanity. The shooting took place Friday in the Mabani Detention Center, west of the capital, Tripoli, where authorities earlier this month sent 4,187 new detainees, including women and children, according to the International Organization for Migration. An Islamic State suicide bomber struck a mosque packed with Shiite Muslim worshippers in northern Afghanistan on Friday, killing at least 46 people and wounding dozens in the latest security challenge to the Taliban as they transition from insurgency to governance. In its claim of responsibility, the region's IS-affiliated identified the bomber as a Uyghur Muslim, saying the attack targeted both Shiites and the Taliban for their purported willingness to expel Uyghurs to meet demands from China. The statement was carried by the IS-linked news agency. The blast tore through a crowded mosque in the city of Kunduz during Friday noon prayers, the highlight of the Muslim religious week. It was the latest in a series of IS bombings and shootings that have targeted Afghanistan's new Taliban rulers as well as religious institutions, as well as minority Shiites, since U.S. and NATO troops left in August. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. officials are meeting with senior Taliban officials this Saturday and Sunday for talks aimed at easing the evacuations of foreign citizens and at-risk Afghans from Afghanistan, according to a U.S. official. The focus on the talks in Doha would be holding Afghanistan's Taliban leaders to commitments that they would allow Americans and other foreign nationals to leave Afghanistan along with Afghans who once worked for the U.S. military or government and other Afghan allies. The Biden administration has fielded questions and complaints about the slow pace of U.S.-facilitated evacuations from Taliban-ruled Afghanistan since the last U.S. forces and diplomats left there at the end of August. The number of Americans getting COVID-19 vaccines has steadily increased to a three-month high as seniors and people with medical conditions seek boosters and government and employer mandates push more for workers to take their first doses. Demand is expected to spike in a few weeks if regulators authorize the Pfizer vaccine for elementary school children, and some states are reopening mass vaccination clinics in anticipation. In the state of Missouri, a mass vaccination site at a former toy store was set to open Monday. U.S. and Pakistani officials held difficult talks on Friday in Pakistan's capital amid a worsening relationship between Washington and Islamabad, as each searches for a way forward in a Taliban-ruled Afghanistan. Meeting between Washington's Deputy Secretary of State and Pakistan's leaders came amid an array of unsettled issues. They include questions such as the level of future engagement with the Taliban in Afghanistan and the ongoing evacuation of foreign nationals and Afghans who want to flee the country's new Taliban rulers. Another question on the agenda is who will provide funds to stave off a full economic meltdown and looming humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan. Straining under a pandemic workload and battered by a string of public controversies, one of the leading agencies in the U.S. government's fight against COVID-19 is finally on the verge of getting a new commissioner. After nearly 9 months of searching, U.S. President Joe Biden says he's close to naming his choice to lead the Food and Drug Administration, which oversees vaccines, drugs, and tests. Former FDA officials and other experts say the decision cannot come soon enough for the agency's beleaguered regulators. Thousands of FDA staffers are exhausted after racing for more than a year and a half to review products to battle the coronavirus, and the agency's reputation for rigorous science-based regulation has been threatened by contentious disputes over COVID-19 booster shots and an unproven Alzheimer's drug. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.